Vermont towns in the path of totality during today's eclipse have a unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the chance to capitalize on the thousands of visitors estimated to visit the state to see the moon obscure the sun for a few minutes this afternoon. There's no guidebook for this sort of thing, but some towns, like the small border community of Alberg, are writing their own rules and taking a chance during their time in the dark. Sabine Pooks has more.
The group behind the Eclipse Festival in Alberg is small, just a handful of members strong. But they've got the right credentials.
So my background is I'm a retired Navy commander, so I'm thinking about like layered defenses, okay? So
that's Alberg resident Josie Henry at a planning meeting on April 1st, exactly 1 week before the eclipse.
It's really just doing the best we can, thinking about if we had thousands of people here, how would we deal with them?
I can't believe that I'm back into this.
Jim Hokenberg is in charge of talent and venue for the festival. It's a callback to his days working in entertainment in New York City.
I left it all. I walked away from it. I came up here. Bingo.
Alberg is a place where people like Jim come for a slower slice of life. It's a town of about 2,000 year-round residents at the top of the Champlain Islands, close to the New York and Canada borders. But as it happens, Alberg is right in the path of totality for today's solar eclipse. And that's kind of a golden opportunity for business, for those brave enough to seize it. Some towns and cities in the path of totality have been planning for many months or even years. Alberg has been planning since October. Josie Henry, the retired Navy commander who's on the planning committee, she's also an Airbnb host. And a few months ago, she started noticing that her properties were all booked out for April.
So I immediately Googled what is going on April of 2024 and saw the eclipse, but didn't realize until it got closer, you know, how big of a deal and that we were like right in the center of the totality.
And something we're really hoping is that this is going to be a catalyst for economic development.
Alex McCracken is managing external relations for the festival. One group member calls him the resident optimist.
You have to be an optimist to do a project like this. I think, you know, there's so much to do in such a little amount of time.
There is a lot that goes into a festival like this.
Because we'll need posts from the event, we'll need stories.
I checked on your helium tank.
The raffle tickets, you know, we've got Wendy doing 50-50s.
Josie Henry has sunk a lot of her own money into the free-to-attend festival, which she hopes to recoup with sponsorships and raffle tickets. But even with the weekly meetings and the copious to-do lists, there's one unanticipatable variable: traffic. Henry anticipates between 1,000 and 5,000 guests this weekend, though it's hard to know exactly when so many people are coming up just for the day.
I'm just nervous, that's all.
Yeah, what are you nervous about?
Either having way less people than we need to really pull this off in the end. I mean, but more so way too many people than we're ready to handle. So
Alberg's not a complete stranger to festivals. It used to host a bluegrass festival and hold an annual 4th of July party. In 1995, thousands came to see the Grateful Dead in Highgate. Roads were backed up through town then.
It's this tiny little jewel of a town that's just way up here, and we don't really have much, but there's a lot of people that are trying to change that. So
this is John Clark. He owns property on the main street in town, right next to the American Legion. In the summer, he turns it into three campsites that he puts up on Airbnb. He says they're rarely all booked at once. But they booked out early for the eclipse weekend. He added another handful of spots that are fully booked, too.
We have guests from Oregon, San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York City. We have one from Maine.
Clark says the town can use an economic boost.
And it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, this isn't going to happen again. However, you know, sometimes you just need a push to get you rolling. And once you get rolling, who knows, maybe other things happen. The town starts to evolve a little bit. People start to come here and check it out and that sort of thing. So
basically, every local business in town is coming together to help with the festival in one way or another. But not everyone is so invested. A week before the eclipse, I catch Gene Jarvis when he stops by the town offices to pick up two pairs of eclipse glasses.
Going to sit at home and watch it. That's it.
You're here picking up glasses?
Right.
That's something.
I don't want to be blind.
He's pretty unbothered by it all.
I haven't paid that much attention to it. I go to work, I come home. That's it.
I couldn't be happier the sun is out.
Fast forward to Sunday, the eve of the eclipse and day two of the festival. The town garage has transformed into a festival grounds with food carts selling cheese curds and lemonade and a big tent where families are starting to gather. A band is doing a sound check on stage. The atmosphere is very relaxed. Josie Henry is pleased.
I do feel a little bit of a sense of relief for the first time. Two nights ago, I only slept 2 hours because I was just so worried. But I think I'll sleep like baby tonight. Well, maybe not a baby, but maybe 6 hours would be nice.
She's overjoyed about the sunny weather today, a big contrast with the rain and cold on Saturday.
But we're fighting the elements, trying to, you know, keep warm and keep everybody's stuff dry. So
she says they're bracing for the impact of Monday, and they're already looking beyond. The festival group is incorporated into a nonprofit, and Henry says they plan to hold more events like this one in Aalborg. And hopefully some of the folks who will see the eclipse here might come back in the future. Like Tori Lane. She and her husband are visiting from Boston with two friends from New Hampshire. Tori saw the total eclipse back in Oregon in 2017, and she says it was transformative.
And it was so extraordinary. As soon as I got home, I looked up when the next one was going to be, and I found out it was going to be here, and I was like, we have to go! So about 2 years ago, we started planning.
They found an inn in Aalborg that was going to be open specially for the eclipse. They visited a restaurant Friday night, and now they're just exploring the area.
It's adorable! The fact that it was having a fair for the eclipse was really fun and exciting, and it's super charming. I'm happy to be here.
For Vermont Public, I'm Sabine Pooks in Aalborg.
The Aalborg Totality Festival runs through Monday evening. It's free to attend. You can find a schedule at gatewayfestivals.com.